I don't think that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe still has much influence in terms of the economy, because, as you know, the traditional role of a central bank is to not only regulate what happens in terms of the monetary policy, but it can also help, you know, turn around through, you know, control of interest rates, printing of money and all of this. But that's a role that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has lost, because we are not printing money. We are using the American dollar and we have no control on the American dollar. The only money that we are having in the country is money that we are earning through exports and money that's coming through remittances and things like that. But it's very little money because we are not exporting. The Zimbabwean manufacturing sector is dead. And as long as they are operating below capacity, we are not going to see any improvement in terms of you know, access to capital, in terms of liquidity on the market.
She is also urging the use of electronic payments and bank cards. Do you see this also helping the ailing economy?
Well, I think the issue is much broader than that. It's not that Zimbabweans don't want to use electronic transactions and, you know, bank cards and things like that, but it's a question of confidence in the monetary system. You know, people look back to 5, 6, 7 years ago when their bank accounts were raided by the government, essentially, and they were given Zimbabwean dollars. So people don't have confidence to be putting money in banks. I know that there are a lot of people who are keeping money at home. There are a lot of people that are beginning to open bank accounts, you know, outside the country. So it's a question of confidence. As long as Zimbabweans feel that this is a government that they cannot trust, they are not going to be, you know, putting money in banks. And even if you do electronic payments and things like that, it's not going to help, you know, solve the liquidity problem that we have. And it's a broader, you know, macroeconomic challenge.